Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can completely change your life. How to practice forgiveness and letting go of those pesky negative thoughts. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of baggage? You know, all those past hurts, resentments, and angry thoughts just weighing you down. Well, let me tell you, we all get there sometimes. But the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about living well, had some incredible wisdom on this. They understood that holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It doesn't work. It hurts us way more than anyone else. So today, we're gonna unpack some powerful strategies for letting go of the negativity and embracing forgiveness not just for others, but most importantly, for ourselves. Alright, here are 5 key takeaways that are going to rock your world. 1. Understanding forgiveness is about you. This one can be a game changer. When we talk about forgiveness, it's easy to think it's about condoning what happened or letting the other person off the hook. But true forgiveness is actually about freeing yourself from the grip of anger and resentment. It's about taking back your power. Imagine it like this. You're holding onto a hot coal, waiting for the other person to feel its burn. But guess what? You're the one getting burned. Forgiveness is letting go of that burning coal and stepping away from the heat. 2. It takes practice. Just like learning any new skill, forgiveness takes practice. It's not a switch you can just flip. Start small. Maybe it's forgiving yourself for a mistake or practicing empathy for someone who has wronged you. Remember, every act of forgiveness is a victory over negativity. 3. The power of perspective. Think about the situation from different angles. Try to understand the other person's motivations and maybe even their own struggles. This doesn't mean excusing their actions, but it can help you see the bigger picture and break free from the cycle of blame. You know that saying, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Well, sometimes understanding the past can help us create a better future. 4. Reframe your thoughts. When those negative thoughts creep in, don't just let them take over. Challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? What would I say to a friend who was having this thought? 5. Compassion is key. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. Everyone struggles. By showing compassion for ourselves and others, we can create a more forgiving and understanding world. You know that feeling when you finally let go of something that's been weighing on your mind? It's like a huge weight lifted off your shoulders. Imagine what it would be like if you could walk through life with that sense of lightness, freedom, and peace. That's the power of forgiveness. Think about someone who has hurt you, maybe even yourself. Let's say there was a time when a friend let you down, or perhaps you made a mistake that really stung. It's easy to get caught in a cycle of anger and resentment, but what if you chose to see things differently? What if you chose to forgive them, not for their sake, but for your own peace of mind? Imagine that feeling. You acknowledge the hurt, you understand why it happened, and then you consciously choose to let go. It's like releasing a balloon, letting go of the string, watching it float away, and feeling lighter than ever before. That's the power of forgiveness. It doesn't mean forgetting or condoning what happened, it means choosing to focus on the good, to learn from the experience, and to move forward with a heart full of compassion and grace. So here are your key takeaways, my friends. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's a practice that takes time and effort, but yields incredible rewards. Remember, every day is a fresh start. Choose to let go of the past, embrace forgiveness, and step into your power. Ready to take action? I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of Stoic wisdom. Leave a review if it resonated with you or join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag #DailyStoicPower. Let's keep spreading the good vibes together. And as always, remember, you got this. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.